Welcome to the Workplace Minute, powered by H3 HR Advisors and sponsored by Paychex, one of the leading providers of HR, payroll, retirement, and software solutions for businesses of all sizes. My name is Steve Bose. John Deere is the latest to walk back previous DE&I initiatives. Agricultural and manufacturing equipment maker John Deere has backed down from its DE&I initiatives after facing recent criticism from some conservatives online. According to the company, John Deere will no longer participate in or support external social or cultural awareness parades, festivals, or events, it said in a post on X last week. The company indicated that it would audit its company-mandated training materials to ensure the absence of socially motivated messages, and that its business resource groups would exclusively focus on professional development, networking, mentoring, and supporting talent recruitment efforts. Farm machinery company added that its diversity quotas and pronoun identification have never been part of any company policy. Though it did not specify why it had made the changes, John Deere's post came soon after criticism from conservative activists and their followers online. Activist Robbie Starbuck said that the company had, quote, gone woke in a video posted on X on July 9th. At the time of the writing, the video had more than 50,000 likes and over 5 million views. Starbuck said in the video that John Deere had introduced a pronoun policy, showing a screenshot he said was from the company's website, in which it encouraged staff to use their pronouns in their email signatures. He also said that John Deere had sponsored the Capital City Pride Little Rainbow Run, a children's fun run in Iowa that raised funds for Capital City's Pride events. After John Deere's post on X, Starbuck celebrated, calling the decision a massive win, and saying his followers are helping me to force corporate America back to sanity. The company did not respond to a request for comment from reporters about whether Starbuck's video had prompted its change in policy and what measures it still had in place to support its LGBTQ+ employees. John Deere said in its post on X that it would continue to track and advance the company's diversity. John Deere's announcement came just 6 weeks after the Department of Labor said that the company had agreed to pay $1.1 million in back wages and interest to both Black and Hispanic job applicants over what the Department of Labor called systemic hiring discrimination. Conservative activists had also launched a similar campaign against the tractor supply company in June. In late June, that company announced it would stop submitting data to the Human Rights Campaign, stop sponsoring non-business activities like pride festivals and voting campaigns, eliminate DE&I roles, and withdraw its carbon emission goals. Conservative activists have previously targeted other companies over their pride initiatives, like Target's Pride Collection last year. And some conservatives also led a boycott of Bud Light after it launched a social media promotion with a transgender influencer named Dylan Mulvaney. In the U.S., where the presidential election has brought social and cultural issues to the forefront, and differences in opinion on these issues, organizations may find themselves increasingly under pressure from employees, customers, and the general public to make their positions and stances on hot-button issues more clear. It will be up to the leadership of every organization to make decisions on DE&I programs, support of external organizations and events, and even the election itself. It should be an interesting next few months until November. We will continue to cover these important topics and trends in the world of work here on the HR Happy Hour Media Network. That's it for the Workplace Minute, powered by H3 HR Advisors.